hit the go button on Rothfire, and there was a damn good kick there. McCrera runs on. I think they're lining up for the placings. They are. Rothfire, the further they go, the further he stretches clear. It's a brilliant victory. Rothfire won the JJ Atkins. Got a kiss and drinks card. They both flew for the...
No, it was a brilliant victory. Dave Fowler was certainly excited. Why wouldn't you be? Rothfire, 6 wins from 7 starts and a second. And Robert Heathcote is eyeing some major spring carnival prizes. It's always great to have a chat to Rob, who has been kind enough to have a chat to us while he's in the midst of a heap of trials. How are you, Rob?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks, Michael. Good to be back. And yeah, a little bit chilly up here, but I'm tipping it's probably a bit warmer than it is where you are.
Don't even start with being chilly up there, Rob. We're not talking about Victoria v Queensland or any other state at the moment. Let's talk about the horses.
All the help you can get at the minute.
Exactly. How's your boy Rothfire? Back in work?
Yes, he is, Michael. He's been back for a couple of weeks now, and look, he looks in great order. I managed to give him 3 full weeks out without a saddle on his back, and he's come back in. He looks in fantastic order, and as you said in your intro, he's had 1 runner-up and position, and he won on Saturday very impressively, Kitsukano. So the form looks very good.
Yeah, it certainly does. What have you got in your mind? Is it a golden rose? Can you get him out to a mile of the guineas? Or is he a pure speed horse that his abilities just got him out to the 1400?
Yeah, good question. And I don't really know the answer yet, Mike, because, look, at the end of the day, he'll run in the run to the roses on the 12th of September. That's at 3-year-old set weights 1200 at Rose Hill. That's the lead-up race, obviously, to the Golden Rose over 1,400 metres 2 weeks later. And that's exactly the same program I set for him for the Winter Carnival up here with the 1,200 metres of the Champagne leading into the Group 1 JJ Atkins. And he was super impressive in both of them. So we'll do the same again. And I suppose that then will determine where I head to him, whether or not he manages to pick up a slot in the Everest, which certainly... accepted if the offer was there, but obviously his performance in those 2 lead-up races will determine that. And then after the Golden Rose, you know, maybe we step up to the 1600 of the guineas, or we come back for the Coolmore 1200 up the straight. I think both races could very well suit this horse because he's certainly very exciting.
Have you had any preliminary discussions with any slot holders re in Everest?
Oh, not really. I do have a good association with this wonderful concept, My Runners. I trained a number of horses for them with success of late with Dusty Tycoon. And I spoke to Steve and the crew leading into the JJ Atkins. They've bought a slot this year, which I think is just, you know, so innovative. And so many, I think they've nearly filled up all their micro slots, to be honest. They sold about 800 when I spoke to them. But there's Daniel O'Sullivan, who's one of the panel chosen to select the My Runners slot. They basically said it'd be foolish to book one so far out unless it was a nature strip or the like. So let's see how the 3-year-olds perform in the early spring, and then they'll decide then.
I know you've had Old Buff, but is this fella the most exciting horse that you think you've had?
Oh, 100%. Since Buffering, I've had some beauties over the years, and you know, for Rothfire to win a Group 1, there's only 5 of them for the juveniles across the nation, and he won one of them, but it was the way he did it that was so impressive. And, you know, I take on board the opinion of, you know, a respected form analyst like Daniel O'Sullivan, who's you know, one of Australia's leading rating experts. When he rated him so high from his very, very first ever run, he suggested he was in the top 5 or 6 in the country, and I think that winning the JJ Atkins may well have proven that. So he's just the right package, Michael. Not only is he fast, he relaxes, and as he showed in the JJ Atkins, he gets a strong 1400 against a pretty good quality field. He's such a relaxed, laid-back customer, and I think he'll be a good traveller as well. So an exciting future awaits, I think.
No doubt about that. What about the remainder of the team? Have you got any other spring contenders?
Not really at this stage. We've got a lot of young horses. Like even Mel said to me this morning, do you know we've got 12 yearlings in the stables at the moment, coupled with about 15 two-year-olds. So we've got a very young team going through at the moment. We've said goodbye to a lot of old stalwarts over the last, you know, 3 or 4 months or so. But that's what happens in all stables. You've got to replenish with the new stock coming through. But we're going to have an exciting couple of years ahead of us, I think.
Yeah, no doubt. And how do you see Queensland at the moment after the last discussion a few months ago? Are things on the improve?
Oh, definitely. And look, it shouldn't be mistaken that I was personally targeting anyone. It was really just the system here in Queensland, which I felt was under question. And that's the integrity issue with Keurig. It's a different model than you guys have in Victoria and also New South Wales. And look, they've addressed many of the issues we've had. There have been new measures undertaken by Keurig, which is good to see because everybody wants a level playing field in racing.
Rob, great to catch up, mate. We can't wait to see your star back at the track, and hopefully we'll get to see him in Melbourne as well.
Good on you, Michael. Good to chat.